Welcome to the Nonprofit Leadership Oasis podcast, a place of sanctuary that helps you increase your organization's effectiveness, refine your leadership style, and create balance, all while allowing you to reclaim control of your precious time. It's not a mirage. You can bring peace of mind back to your work, and we're here to help you every step of the way. Thanks for joining us today. I'm your host, Jill Fowler of Songbird Leadership. On today's episode, I wanted to talk about an activity that's scary for some, but if done right, has the potential to be a real game changer when it comes to saving time: delegation. On the surface, it seems like such a simple concept, assigning tasks to others on your team. In reality, it can be a complex, frightening, and nebulous notion for many, but it doesn't have to be that way. So, to start with, why are people prone to not delegating? What is so scary about asking someone on your team to take over a task or a project? Many who are tight on time believe it's faster if they just do the task themselves rather than taking the time to delegate. While it may in fact take less time to not to have to explain to someone what really needs to be done for one project, over time, however, the potential time saved really begins to add up. Teach a man to fish, right? When someone is already overwhelmed, it can be really difficult to even fathom taking precious time, even 10 minutes, to delegate. They're overloaded, but they feel as though they can't give up time to give instruction, so they continue to do everything on their own, and then they continue to be overloaded. It becomes a vicious circle with no end in sight. Another reason leaders give for not delegating is that the delegatee won't do things the right way, meaning their way. There are as many different ways of doing things as there are people, and it's nearsighted to believe that your way is the best or the only way of doing them. There's a reason for the old adage of, there's more than one way to skin a cat, because it's true. When you involve other members of your team, you're not only receiving the benefit of their wisdom, experience, and unique style, you're also demonstrating your leadership skills while allowing them to flex their leadership muscle. Honestly, when people say they can't delegate because they can do things faster on their own or that others won't do things the right way, I think it's because deep down, they're really just feeling a little anxious or insecure. They worry the task won't get done on time or mistakes will be made, and then they'll look bad or like an ineffective leader. Or they're concerned that the project will take on a life of its own and they'll lose control. Or maybe they simply have a difficult time trusting others, especially if they're unproven. But the thing is, your team member will never have the opportunity to prove themselves if you don't give them the chance to do so. Whatever the true internal reason people decide not to delegate, at the end of the day, it's a costly decision in terms of both time and effective leadership. And that's a shame because it's so unnecessary. So what can you do to become a better delegator? Get some time back in your day and become the type of leader you want to be. To start, think of a task you have right now that could be done by someone else on your team. Take a moment to consider your overall goal in delegating that project. What are you trying to achieve? Why is it important to you, your department, or your organization? How will it impact your stakeholders? If you're clearly focused on the end result you desire from the beginning, you'll be much more likely to be effective in your delegation efforts. Also, consider your interest level in the project and how that interest will affect your behavior in your delegating efforts. For instance, if you're very invested in a project, will that make it more difficult for you to turn over the reins to someone else? Or if you don't have strong feelings about a task, might that make you less apt to monitor? The bottom line is you need to know yourself and think ahead to how you'll naturally respond to the situation. If you're anticipating anything other than a successful delegating experience, take a step back and reevaluate the situation. Next, think about what level of delegation is required for the project. Will you be delegating the entire extent of the work or just some parts of it? What's the scope of the work? Again, return to your stated goal for delegating. Is the level of delegation in alignment with your goal? Also, review your timeline for completion, crucial milestones, and what steps are required along the way. In doing so, you'll chart out your expectations for the project. Now, identify the skills required to complete the task well and evaluate your team through the lens of those skills. Who's the best person for the job and why? What training is required? Who will perform that training? What other resources are necessary for success, and how will those resources be acquired? How will progress be evaluated? When and by whom? Once you've identified the delegatee, identify how you plan to communicate with them, both at the onset of the delegation and along the way. Also, consider how you'd prefer for them to communicate their progress with you. Once you agree on how you'll keep each other informed, stick to that plan and resist the urge to hound them for updates once they take over. For this borders on micromanaging, and also shows the delegatee that you don't quite trust them to stay on task. Other topics for communication should include everything you've already considered: scope of work, deadlines, training, goals, resources, evaluation method, etc. Finally, involve the delegatee in the entire process. Learn of their ideas for a successful project outcome and do your best to incorporate them. Ask about their concerns and work together to mitigate them. Acknowledge their contributions and reward their great work. Once the project you have delegated is complete, take a moment to reflect and learn from your experience. Identify what worked well and where improvement could have occurred. Then adjust your approach accordingly next time. With practice, you'll become a more effective delegator, and it will develop into a natural behavior. This sounds like a lot, especially if you aren't used to delegating. It can be hard to start delegating if you haven't easily done so before. And there is no right time or perfect project to start, so just pick something and go for it. As with anything new, it's going to take a little longer at the beginning. But over time, all of these steps will become second nature, and you'll naturally be identifying projects and people. I know you're busy, but the rewards of delegating are huge. So spend some time up front to save some time in the future. Thank you so much for joining us on the Nonprofit Leadership Oasis podcast. If you like what you heard, please take a moment to subscribe, give us a review, or share with a friend in the sector who could also use some relief. See you next time.